Hello, this is Mary Rose McGuire, Marketing Communications Specialist with Microsoft. And today I'm sitting down with Brent Houston, our CEO, to talk about a bot that has been around a while, but looks like it's coming back around again. So, Brent, we've seen some interest on the internet on this bot. It's called the Morpheus Scanner. So tell us about the Morpheus Scanner.
So the Morpheus Scanner is a piece of code that has been making the rounds since about 2008, maybe even a little before that. It might go back even into the end of 2007 in its development. Morpheus Scanner is an interesting sort of piece of code. It had an original framework that was sort of open source modeled by the guy who wrote it. And he took in a bunch of other PHP vulnerabilities and he added some of his own, some that were sort of zero-day kind of stuff. What he's really become most popular for is the SOAP caller attack, and that's sort of what always ends up kind of causing the conversation on our blog. I wrote about that originally, I think, back in around 2008 and into 2009, but still to this day, if you look through your logs, you're going to see some of these Morpheus expletive scanner signatures in there, and particularly requests for the SOAP caller attack.
Well, what is the SOAP caller attack? I'm not clear on that.
So the SOAP caller attack is a vulnerability that was identified originally by this attacker who wrote Morpheus. We don't know the person's name, so I'm not trying to be evasive, but they've, to my knowledge, they've never revealed their name or identity. But it is a vulnerability that occurs in the Drupal content management system. It's been long ago patched in the source code. So folks that have run their updates and are patching periodically are going to find themselves immune to this vulnerability. But apparently there's still enough folks out there running some of the original versions that are vulnerable that folks still find it worthwhile to scan for. Now, what's interesting is over the time, originally Morpheus Scanner came out and it was released and it was sort of being used to widely scan the internet. But what's sort of interesting was it contained those signatures that ended in the Morpheus Scanner expletive piece. But over time, that attack signature has been adopted into a whole plethora of other scanning tools. And so just the signature itself has made its way into, the last time I looked, at least another 10 sort of PHP scanning pieces out there. So now it's not just Morpheus that checks for that, but, a ton of other tools. So you're likely to see this all around the internet. If you have a web-facing server and you stick it out there long enough, eventually it's going to get scanned for this signature. It's going to turn up in your logs, and the curious folks who are looking at your logs, right? Everybody's looking at your logs, right? The folks who are looking at their logs eventually try to look up that signature, and most of them end up on our blog page in the write-up I did. And so that's sort of how they end up in that question and answer session at the bottom in the commentary.
Excellent. Okay. Why? Because I've noticed this on our own blog. Why are we seeing it surge again?
So in the last probably 18 months, there's sort of been a lot more focus on PHP vulnerabilities. There's been sort of across the criminal sector sharing of PHP vulnerability signature sets and more folks writing more tools based on more signatures. But as these folks go out there and they start to gather the signatures for their new version of the tool, they often duplicate the old checks that the other tools had that were publicly out there. And so you're seeing that Morpheus Scanner signature find its way into a whole new generation of tools. And I'll give you an example. In the HitMe Occasionally, we end up the Honey Point Internet Threat Monitoring Environment, or HITME. We end up capturing some of these PHP scanning tools. And oftentimes, as we start to look in them, they may have been written simply in the last couple of weeks, but by having them written in the last couple of weeks, that usually means about 10 new lines of PHP code that you know, the new attacker wrote. And the rest is all just sort of mishmash of other exploits and PHP scanning tools that have been out there, some all the way back to the beginning days of PHP. So they sort of mash them up, and as they bring them into the new tool set, of course, some of the old signatures make their way back. So my suspicion is that, some of these new sort of PHP scanning and compromise gangs, they've picked up the signatures of old and added them in, and that's why you're seeing a resurgence of them. As their tools start to scan the internet, they're checking for these old vulnerabilities too. So that's why folks are seeing them in the logs.
Okay. Well, what can organizations who see this in their logs do?
The short answer is really not a lot. You can, and by now should, have a routine ongoing assessment for any applications you have that are web-based. Whoever's doing that assessment should be checking to see if you have any of these common signatures. Hopefully someone's doing that for you, or you're doing that yourself. Almost all of the commercial scanning tools for applications are covering this sort of check. But beyond that, it's probably worth making a GET request with that soapcaller.bs signature into your own servers, and just check to make sure that it's not vulnerable to that or any of the other common PHP vulnerabilities. But after that, if you're not vulnerable to that stuff, you can pretty much just ignore them. A lot of folks take in a little bit of extra time. Maybe they go through and try to do blacklisting on those IPs, or block them at the firewall, or implement HT access rules. I talked to one gentleman in the blog who was playing some TCP games and application layer games to slow down the scanners. But there's really no evidence that any of that is effective, in breaking the scanning cycle or the bot cycle in any meaningful way. It might be if we all did it, or if somehow it caused the bot scan tool to terminate. But largely, in the testing that we've done, tampering with the timing is not enough to cause these tools to crash. Maybe if you do something like our defensive fuzzing techniques, like Hornet Point does, then you stand a chance of knocking the piece of code over. But simply trying to slow down the scan is not going to be an effective defense. So I guess the long answer is, if you check to make sure that you're not vulnerable to it, then you can safely ignore it. That's sort of the key point. Another piece that I would add, even if you're scanning your applications routinely for Morpheus's signature set and all the other signature sets that are out there, it probably doesn't hurt to keep a good eye on the egress of your web servers and these web application servers, so that you can start to look and identify when perhaps they're initiating conversations. Typically, web servers don't usually initiate conversations outbound, especially not in any sort of timed way. And that's usually a pretty good and easy way to know whether or not the box has been compromised and is being used for some other purpose. So keeping an eye on the egress is a good idea.
Very good. Well, that pretty much answers all of my questions, and hopefully that will help some folks who are checking online for more information. I know they've been checking our blog, and I myself, when I first saw the name of it, because it was the Morpheus expletive scanner, I'm like, what in the world is this? So,
well, as always, attackers are very creative in their language. They're often sort of on the edge kinds of folks, and so they're willing to play with us a little bit, and I think that's a big part of it. There are some interesting sets out there of tests, and in fact, the Morpheus author has been known to engage directly with security researchers in conversations. We've talked a couple of times myself with them. So pretty interesting. You can find them on IRC if you know where to look. And there are definitely some pieces out there that are very interesting. Folks by now really should be keeping a close eye on PHP servers and ASP servers that they've got running. The bottom line is whether or not it's the Morpheus scanner or these other tools. New tools, new PHP attack tools are getting written on a daily basis. New vulnerabilities in PHP and ASP are emerging sometimes several times a day. So it's a very dynamic space in the web when it comes to information security. It's getting a lot of pressure right now. And so folks really need to be paying attention and doing their due diligence and good assessments on any piece of code that they stand up, but especially PHP and ASP code.
Okay. Well, great. That's all I have. And we look forward to helping you out there always. So we always want to try to bring you the freshest news and trends and things that can help you guys stay more secure. So thank you, Brent.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you and to talk to the folks that are out there listening. And I always appreciate the opportunity to respond. And if they'd like to engage directly with me, they can follow me as at LB Houston. That's LBHUSTON on Twitter. I'm always happy to discuss what they see in their logs and try to give them insight if I can. So thanks again for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Have a great day, folks.